This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
I'm bored of that. What year was that done? Guess what year that was done?
I'm going to say 1974.
Sounds 70s, doesn't it? 69.
Really?
But I'm always hungry. No, 1969 is the year that that song by Johnny Thunder. I don't know if he's still alive. Ironically, I think he might be dead.
Oh.
He might be. So, it turns out it was a shotgun wedding.
Don't say that.
It was a shotgun wedding. On the day they fell in love, there were three walking down the aisle.
As a product of such speculation myself.
So is my sister, no shame in
no,
it?
No, 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 speculation,
okay.
I wasn't.
Okay, well, all right, then fine, you say that, and that's,
It's just happy news. Let's just all be glad.
Oh, that's nice, what's that?
Sounds like 1950.
What is this? Oh. These are the top 10. What's this? Top. The 11 most obvious song rip-offs in music history. All right, so what's. What? All right. Is that the same thing? Boom, boom. No.
No.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm playing guitar all night long with my baby. Oh, yeah. That's rubbish. So it turns out that it was a shotgun wedding that she won. We've done the math. We've done the maths. Meghan was preggin' when they had the wedding.
Was she, though? So yep. It was 5 months ago.
Yep.
She's due in spring.
No. They said spring baby. It will come January.
No. That'd be winter.
Yeah. Oh, the royal family lying. So there's now loads of conspiracy theories about the baby. My theory is that it's a shotgun wedding. And that's fine. That's a very old-fashioned phrase. You couldn't have an heir to the throne, though, having a baby out of wedlock.
Well, they haven't. He's not an heir to a throne. He's to the throne.
He is an heir to the throne.
No, he'd have to be. He's like ninth or something.
No. Whoa. Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Harry.
Harry's not ninth.
He is or something. He's right. So you've got his brother, his brother's kids.
No.
Then him. Yeah.
First of all, you missed out Charles.
Yes.
Secondly, all right. Okay, fine. Let's just all work. 0344-499-1000. Let's do a worst case scenario. Charles gets blown up.
I don't.
Charles gets murdered, right? And Prince William is so distraught, he has a heart attack and dies.
Right.
So you're saying Prince George is going to be the king?
Yes.
Now.
That's what would happen. He'd have to have a thingy, a regent. He'd be
No. You've seen too many movies.
No. It's
not
it's the law.
It's not the 1900s. It's not thousands of years ago.
It is in terms of that.
Right, so he becomes the King of England and he makes up all the rules.
I
give out sweets to everybody!
He would probably have...
I want everyone to serve me! I'm five!
He would probably...
Xbox now! Xbox! I don't want to go to bed! That's the King of England.
Yes.
You're loco tonight. You're
loca.
You've been smoking the wacky-backy. It wouldn't work. I've seen films. This is what would happen. Sure, he'd become the... King of England.
Yeah, then there'd be Prince Regent.
Please be quiet and let me do this.
Stop talking balls then!
Is what Harry would say, because Harry would become the ipso facto, de facto king, right? And he would take over. And he would then send George off to work in a gulag in Siberia.
Wow.
I know how royalty works. Good evening, Sadiq.
Ely, have you watched Johnny English yet, the new Mr. Bean film?
Well, gosh, that's a confusing thing. I have watched the Johnny English, yes, the new Mr. Bean film, yes.
Did you like it?
I liked the bit when he burnt down that restaurant.
Yeah, but do you think they'll make number four?
I've got my fingers crossed, Sadiq. I'm quite late to the Johnny English Mr. Bean franchise, and I've got to say, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Did you enjoy it, Sadiq?
Yeah, it was really funny. I liked it.
What was your favourite bit?
Everything. It's where I wish they'd make another one. It'd be more funnier.
Because I like his assistant in it. What's his name? Bong? Boff?
Yeah.
And Boff goes, should we put some petrol in the Aston Martin, Johnny English, Mr. Bean? No, don't need to do that. It'll be fine. Then it runs out
the
of petrol.
The only one I didn't like in Mr. Bean's Holiday, that was rubbish.
The which one?
Mr. Bean's Holiday.
You know that Mr. Bean and Johnny English are played by the same person, but they are different characters.
Yeah, I know.
I like the Mr. Bean on Holiday. That's the one where he goes on a train, isn't it?
I didn't like it. It wasn't that funny.
You're wrong. That is a great movie. And I challenge you to a fight to the death. I challenge you to a... How old are you, Sadiq?
25.
Oh, yeah. In that case, I challenge you to two fights, to two deaths. You up for it?
I can't have a fight. I'm in Leicester. I live in Leicester.
What do you mean? Are they banned fighting in Leicester or something?
No, I don't believe in violence because I'm Muslim. I don't believe in all
Whoa,
that.
Whoa, hey, listen. I'm a Christian. I don't believe in violence. But come on, if no one's looking, Sadiq, who's going to know?
My mum says wrong, right or wrong. I have to respect my mum because she's older.
All right, I'll fight your mum to the death then. How's about that?
No.
All right, I'll let your mum off. Anything else, Sadiq?
What's your favourite... what are you waiting for? Are you waiting for Bad Boys 3? That's coming out.
You love the sequels, don't you? You're a big fan of the sequels. I tell you what I'm waiting for. I am waiting... Actually, it's probably out now, and I might go and see it this weekend. I'm looking forward... It's not a... I'm looking forward to Goosebumps 2.
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen it.
Goosebumps is funny and it's scary, and Goosebumps 2 looks scary, as does The House with the Clock in the Walls. That looks really good.
Do you like Harry Potter?
It's all right. It's all right.
Have you read the book?
No. Due to an accident when I was a child, I'm unable to read magical books.
Are you lying?
Yes.
Ian, I was really shocked you didn't win, and I'm a celebrity. I was really sad that you didn't win.
Dude, me as well, Sadiq. I should have. They told me I was going to win. That's the only reason I went in there for.
Yeah, no, I felt sorry for you because you're really clever. And you did a strawberry one. That was wrong, what you did.
Really clever. I know. But here's the thing. They weren't real strawberries. Every one of those strawberries was a tiny little actor.
Yeah, but I still wrong what you did.
They were delicious strawberries, Sadiq. And don't give me that you're a Muslim, you'd never have stolen them. Amir Khan is a Muslim. He was praying every day, and yet he still stole strawberries.
I know you're right, but at the end of the day, you won't go to heaven if you lie.
I'm not lying. I'm telling the truth. They were delicious strawberries.
Yeah, but we believe in right and wrong. Think about it. If you do the good thing, you go to heaven if you're a good person and you don't lie ever on TV.
Sadiq, you've just metaphorically spanked my body, and I appreciate that, and you've given me a lot to think about, brother. Thank you.
I am giving you advice, but I want you to be a good person, not to lie ever on TV.
All right, I'll try not to, mate. Thank you for being so kind. It's nice to talk to you. We'll speak again soon.
Bye.
Bye, Sadiq.
Says 25-year-old Sadiq.
I liked him. 25-year-old,
honestly, Sadiq.
No, I think he was.
No. 25. Come on.
I think he was.
No.
Yes.
No.
Totally.
That was a definite 2 for the Little Mermaid, that.
No.
Yes.
Oh. Can we step out of camera range?
No.
I want to do something.
No, it's fine.
I'll step out of camera range.
No.
Yeah.
Come on.
Here's the thing. Hey, so far, every caller we've got starts with an S.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see how far we can go with this.
I wonder if they're all 25.
Let's go to Sean. Good evening, Sean. Are you 25?
55.
Prove it. What year were you born?
1963.
Hang on a second. Carry one over. Yeah, he's right. Okay, what you got for us, old man? What you got for us, granddad?
Oh, just say, love your show, man.
All right, you bum licker. We haven't got time for that. We all know it's a great show. Get to the point.
Your banter about the gay cake the other night had me in stitches, mate.
Gays should not be allowed to eat cakes. It's as simple as that.
It was good stuff, though. No, on the subject of films just now, have you seen a film called Four Lions?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I have. The Chris Morris film.
Yeah.
Yeah, about terrorism, yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny.
One of the funniest films I've ever seen. That's all.
It's a good film, isn't it? It's really interesting. I've not seen it for a long time.
Surreal.
I don't know if it's surreal, but it's interesting in as much as the character that we all laugh at the start, Chicken Cottage, proper halal bruv, that guy.
Yeah.
Because he's the funniest character. Then, of course, towards the end of the film, right at the end of the film, you realise that he's probably got learning difficulties. He is. He is mentally challenged. And so where we've been laughing because I thought he was a well-written, very funny comedy character, he was actually a child in a man's body, lost child.
I think the best bit was when he did the video when he had the gun with the Action Man gun.
I do know. It's a long time since I've said... Because I used to love Chris Morris.
Where did you get the gun from? Action Man. And he goes, no, it's because he's got big hands, isn't it?
There we go. I used to love Chris Morris, Day to Day, Brass Eye, Jam.
Brass Eye.
But what happened? Where is...
Do you remember the Day to Day, Ian?
Yeah, I just mentioned it. Yes.
Yeah.
Of course I did. I remember the first time I saw the Day to Day, it was they were showing a... spoof trails for TV programmes from the decades, and I didn't know what this programme was and turned on, and there's some like 50s footage of someone being hanged on television and some footage from 1962 of a man getting a blowjob. Well, I'm a...
And the MTV parody.
I'm about to be fellated by a group. And for 30 seconds, I thought it was real. Here's the questioner. What is Chris Morris doing now?
Oh, I'd love to know.
We'll find out, Sean. Thank you.
I think he's a terrific guy. I think
he's terrific as well. 0344 499 1000. Where the hell is Chris Morris? Actually, I know people who probably know and could ask him, but I won't. Day to Day was a great programme. Great. And it still stands the test of time. Very, very funny. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Lots to talk about tonight. If you are the product of illegitimacy, call in now and confess your sins. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad...
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Kath and I are having a great argument behind the scenes, which we can't go into on air because it's frankly libelous, it's offensive, and you know, let's go third caller beginning with S. It's Stephen.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Catherine.
Hello.
Hello. Right, Ian, music. I was going to give you a music poser because I know you like...
Go on, I'll answer it immediately. Oh, you've just reminded me! Oh! Oh, nothing. Carry on. Just reminded me of something. Carry on. Carry on. Right. As you were. Right. Just reminded me of... This show is going to be something very, very special. Just reminded me, Stephen. Thank you. Something very special. You don't know about this, Catherine. You don't know about this, Sam. Well, both of you would if you... I nearly swore then, if you effing paid attention. If you effing paid attention, you'd know exactly what's going on. But you don't pay attention.
Don't you effing swear at me.
You don't pay attention. Sam doesn't pay attention. Catherine doesn't pay attention. Oh, just come in and do the show and take the money. No, not me. The show is my blood. It's in my DNA. Tonight's show is going to be rap wicked. Yes, Stephen.
Right, first of all, I know you're not particularly into classical, but can I recommend you go and see Porgy and Bess at the Colosseum? That's on it. First time it's been on in London for apparently 30 odd years.
I would say that. Well, hang on, when is Porgy and Bess isn't classical? That's opera.
Well, that's what I mean.
And classical is different.
Well,
yes,
it's not.
They're not a million miles away, but they're different. They're certainly in the basement of HMV.
Yeah, and a little known fact, among some, is that the Gershwin brothers stipulated back in the 1920s, early days, that whenever it was performed, it had to be performed by black singers. They couldn't be blacked up.
Well, that's racist. That's racist. That's racist. They're dead now. I want an all-white Porgy and Bess. Otherwise, I'm not going. I want an all-white in wheelchair Porgy and Bess, but I don't want the people who are in the wheelchairs to need wheelchairs. That's what I want. Kiss it, Gershwin, you dead schmuck.
Right. Now, can I give you my poser? Right, well, there are a couple of them. But see how fast you can get this, because I know you've got a quick musical brain.
Very quick musical brain. One of the quickest, one of the musicalist, and one of the brainiest brains.
Which two Beatles songs
that
contradict each other in the message they give?
Are you talking about What Money Can Buy You?
Well, can you specify which two songs?
Yeah, Money Can't Buy Me Love. I don't care too much for money because money can't buy me love. But hang on a second. In She's Leaving Home, fun is the one thing that money can buy.
No, the other one.
No. I've got it right, but it doesn't fall within your faulty parameters.
You know the one I was thinking of?
Yeah, which is wrong.
That's What I Want. Because money, that's what I want.
Right, hang on. So, okay, well, you're about to get destroyed now. First of all, they didn't write that. 1.1, they didn't write that. Second, how does money, that's what I want, contradict money, I don't care too much for money, money don't buy me love? It's not a contradiction.
But listen to them, because one, he's saying money can't buy me love, it's not worth that.
Yeah, but in the other one, he's not saying money can buy me love, he's saying I want money for drugs and guitars. So you're incorrect, whereas I am correct. Money can't buy me love. Fun is the one thing that money can buy. That's an actual contradiction.
Well, can I run another couple by you? Not the Beatles.
Okay, well, let's hope they're a little bit better thought out than that one.
Deflection.
Well, this one.
It's Monday, I'm feeling spunky.
It's difficult to phrase it without giving it away. Okay, which two songs, I won't give the artist's name because that would be a dead giveaway. Yeah. Which two songs are about relationships, romantic relationships with the opposite sex, and they sort of contradict each other?
My God. That's like saying, I'm thinking of a song.
No,
you're not even saying who it's by.
So you're telling me there are only two songs that contradict each other?
Well, I better give a clue then. It's about a mature man with a much younger female.
Right.
And we're going back.
Well, the young girl, Get Out of My Life?
Yes, that's one.
Gary Puckett. And, I don't know, Little Children? That wasn't Gary Puckett, was it?
Only 16?
Only 16?
No, that wasn't the one I was thinking of. Okay. The one where he says, you're ready now. When I met you, you were too young.
Well, she's grown up then. That's the sequel to it. First one, you're too young. I'd love to because you're fit. Well, you're hot because I'm a dirty American pervert from the 60s. But I can't do it because at some point in about 10, 20, 30 years' time, this stuff is going to be frowned upon. But then the next single, she comes back and she is legal. And he's like, yeah, wow, yeah. They might frown on it, but they can't do me for it, not even in the 1980s. Thanks, Stephen. That was Phila, 0344 499 1000.
I'm thinking of a song. Can you guess what it is?
Mo, are you going to play or are you going to be mean?
Who, me? I want to be nice. as always.
No, 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 not as always. Come on, man, not as always. You come on and you snipe. And I listen, if you want to come on and play the game with us, then I'd love to have you on to play the game. But if you're going to just come on and snipe and be mean, it's not that show, man. There's so many other shows where you can go and do that, and we don't want you here.
What's the game, mate?
The game is, you know what the game is, Mo. The game is, you phone up and we have a laugh, and that's it. You phoning up and having a pop at me or having a pop at Kath, that's just mean and miserable. No one likes it. None of the listeners like it. And it just creates a dark vibe, which I don't want on my show. So it's entirely up to you, Mo. By the way, Kath doesn't want you to come on the air anymore. I'm the one that's had
I don't think you can play the game.
Exactly. And I'm the one that said, well, let's just give him a few more chances because I want
him. Nick on?
No, there he's not. Go. He's not on, Mo.
There we go.
Ian, how about you invite me to the studio? I think that's a good idea, to be honest.
Yeah, sure. What are you doing on Saturday?
Nothing.
Okay, fine. Well, Saturday evening, 10 o'clock?
Yeah, why not?
All right, Mo, come to Talk Radio Saturday evening, 10 o'clock. That should be fun. Let's go to Alan Caddick.
Hey, all you mean?
No, I don't. That was last week, and I kind of feel we've done that. We're back to...
Sam's calling me, keeps calling me anal.
Who does?
Sam.
Well, Sam is a young man who's experimenting, and I say good luck to him. Hey, have you seen the film, The Dewey Cox Story, Walk the Line? Have you seen that? Have you seen that, Alan?
I've seen the Johnny Cash version.
It's a spoof of that. It's not great. It's got John C. Reilly in it, who I like a lot. I thought Steve Brühl, he's in Step Brothers. I think he's funny, and I watched it. It's not a great film, but there are some funny bits in it. There's a very funny scene with the Beatles in it. I'm Paul McCartney. I'm the leader of the Beatles. I'm George Harrison, the lead guitarist. I just want to get more songs on the albums.
And John Lennon.
It's funny. That bit was funny. The rest of it, it was touch and go.
Is it on Netflix?
Probably. So it's out there. Hey, I watched a good film this weekend.
Oh, what's that?
It's called American Animals. American Friends, American Animals.
About tell these me guys. More. Well, I'm
going to, right? No spoilers here, guys, because that's not what we do here. But it's a true story about these students that wanted to steal these really rare books worth millions of dollars.
Yeah.
And it's great because it's half documentary, half movie. And the way they cut between the two, this isn't really a spoiler. It's a stylistic spoiler. But there's one bit where the guy playing one of the guys is in the car and the real guy gets in and the actor says, is this how you remember it? And the other one, the real guy goes, not really, but if Steve says it was like this, I'm happy to go along with that. And it's just beautiful, really beautiful. Yeah. Oh, it's a lovely stylized piece. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, sounds positive.
And today, I got to spend 20 minutes in the company of the director of the Mr. Rogers movie. We talked, we laughed, and we cried, and we hugged.
Are you gonna
and we kissed, and we touched, and we touched. No, mate, I just spent 20 minutes with him and didn't record it to broadcast on Wednesday night show, you muppet.
Nice one.
Yeah, rat fans.
I've gone, you know, you're talking about contradictory songs.
What kind of songs?
About women.
Contradictory. Okay, yeah.
I can remember a third one.
Go on, then.
Robert Palmer, she makes my day.
Who what?
Robert Palmer.
Yes?
She makes my day.
Well, what does that contradict?
I mean, how can you make someone's day?
No.
Oh, Alan, have you never had someone make your day?
No, not
have you
really.
Ever, okay, have you ever had anyone make your breakfast?
I make my own breakfast.
Have you ever had anyone make your lunch?
I do my own lunch.
Have you ever had anyone make you a sandwich?
I do my own sandwich.
No one's ever made you a sandwich?
No one.
Even when you were a baby?
No, I had to do all that myself.
Wow, you've had it hard. I was stealing your act there as well. When you say something stupid. Go on. And I'll show you the bit of your act I've pinched.
Okay. Teeth are made out of hair.
Oh. That's what you do. You go, oh. Yeah, Kath, this weekend we had a... What were we talking about? I've got it written down
teeth.
Here. Talking about teeth. And she went...
And you said something about your teeth being made out of hair.
Oh, I was joking that my teeth are made out of hair. And you went, well, yeah, they are, aren't they? I went, what?
It kind of is.
You went, their teeth are made out of hair. I said, no, they're not. She said, well, rhinoceros horn is made out of hair.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, it may be It's like compacted hair. But teeth is not rhinoceros horn. You don't
teeth
get,
is not rhinoceros
you
horn.
Do not get Chinese men who are unable to achieve erections going around stealing teeth from people and grinding it down and rubbing it on their penis or whatever they do, snorting it up their bunghole, whatever it is they do. Because your tooth is not made of hair. You genuinely thought teeth was made of hair?
I thought it was made out of the same stuff as your fingernails and a...
Well, it's not.
Well, that would be wrong, wouldn't it?
It's not.
You'd be having to cut
teeth
them.
Teeth is not bone, but it's close to bone.
Right. Well, isn't a rhino horn close to bone?
No. Depends. Depends who's riding the rhino.
What about tusks?
It's a great album.
What about tusks, though? Elephant's tusks. Are they teeth or are they horns?
They're ivory. That's you. They're ivory.
So are my teeth ivory then?
Oh, for God's sake! It's like doing a show with a corpse, a rotting corpse. We'll speak to Nigel after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB, the Independent Republic of Mike Graham on Talk Radio.
Blasted rhetoric from the Banana Republic for people who think capital punishment isn't going nearly far enough.
Join me, the Reverend Mike Graham. Revolutionary, rebellious, rebuilt, rebranded.
Dangerous mid-morning debate with the great dictator.
The Independent Republic of Mike Graham.
Tomorrow morning from 10
on Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee
on Talk Radio.
I don't think he knows that.
Okay, well, you got that.
Oh, dear.
0344 499 1000, The Late Night Alternative. I'm Ian Lee. I stole some strawberries and I'm a celebrity. Catherine Boyle is here.
Yes.
Not done much of note so far, but she's got another 25, 30 years to go. I've got my fingers crossed for you. She was scratching. But I won't say what. You can call it about anything you want.
My beard.
So three. So a very big day for me today.
Oh, tell us why.
I'll tell you why. Because I used a new barber. It's always a big deal for a gentleman going to a new barber. Six barbers in the tiny high street where I live. Six. And I went to one. I picked one that had been recommended to me on a Facebook page. And I got all the gossip on why there are six barbers. It involves drug dealing. It involves potential drug dealing. It involves marital infidelity, betrayal, backstabbing.
But most of all, it involves gossip.
Oh, it was great. I picked totally the right hairdresser to get my hair cut and to ask why there are six hairdressers in the street. But she was great. Kathy was great. Cut my hair. And here's the thing, right? And it's a decent haircut, right? Here's the thing. First time I've had a haircut and not had my beard trimmed. I'm going bushy beard. I'm going Bellamy. I'm doing it. I don't care what nobody says. Have you ever grown a beard, Nigel?
No, I've grown a moustache.
I bet you'd look... I've just drawn on my arm. I bet you'd look sexy in a moustache.
Yeah, I did look okay. Yes,
like a distinguished porn star or a police officer. Or a police officer that moonlighted
like
as a porn
very
star.
Much. I didn't have it on for long.
No, you got to let it grow. Let,
no,
it grow,
I didn't like it.
Let it
I didn't
grow.
Like it.
Can't hold
I'll
it.
Tell you what I have done yesterday. I'm sorry to say, but I feel awful about Mum dying.
Well,
terrible.
Well, dude.
Today's been a bad day, and last night I kept waking up, and so I really don't know what to do about it. No one's come to see me about the bereavement to talk to me at home. I've had no counselling, you know.
Do you not have to? Can you not speak to your doctor to put you in the direction of that? I think you have to.
They put a note through to the doctor, but you have to keep on and on to
yes,
them
you
these
do.
Days.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You do.
You do.
Otherwise, they just don't get back to you.
You do. Exactly. You've
I met this girl today in a shop. And she said that I've got to keep on to them.
You've got to keep badgering them.
I coloured my hair last night. I coloured my hair dark blonde.
Golly gosh.
It looked natural.
I'll just be quiet. Turn our mics off. We'll just let Nigel do his bit. Go.
It looks natural. I coloured it dark. Dark, what's that, blonde, you know? So, you can answer me, Ian. It's okay. So... That I thought it would look terrible, but it doesn't. It's my natural colour when I was younger anyway. So there we go. I got me natural colour back for £3.50. So, yeah. What do you think about that, Ian? Ian? What do you think about that? Do you think it's good that I've done it? I'll sing you a song in a minute.
Okay.
Ian?
Hello?
Yeah, Ian?
Hello?
Hello, Ian?
Hello?
I'm here.
Is Vic there?
No, Vic's not here.
Do you remember that song?
No.
It's a good song, that. The guy next door to us was called Vic.
About the band that you was on about, trying to find a band for me.
Is Vic there? Do you remember that song, Kath?
No.
It's a good song.
I've never heard of it.
My sister's called Vic.
Is Vic there?
I only put Vic at, when I get a cold. That's a good song. I have Vic when I get cold.
Hang on, there we go. This is the song. This is listen to this. This is the kind of music you should be doing, Nigel, I think. Goes like... It's Vic there. It's Vic there. I think they're singing in it. I'm sure they say it's Victor.
There's not much singing in it.
I think there is some in a minute. Hang on.
The night is young, the moon is mellow, and there's music in my ears. Say, it's Victor.
It's Victor off. That's a bit rubbish.
Who is singing that?
It's a pop group called Department S.
It sounds like that singer that was in
Phil Collins.
Quite old now.
Depeche Mode. It sounds like, I thought it sounded more like Joy Division, but yeah, Depeche Mode.
Yeah, yeah. That type of singing. The punk rock.
The
era.
Punk rock bands of the 1970s.
It's got the punk rock beat, hasn't it?
The punk rock bands of the 90s. Oh, what was the? Do you remember? Hang on a minute. Do you remember? This is a great song.
Dispatch.
No. Do you remember this? You'll know this one, Catherine. This is a great song. Do you remember this?
No, I never heard that before.
Here we go.
You know, I remember punk rock like it was only yesterday. Oh, Mr. Buzzcock on my shoulder, singing in that extra special way. Yes, I remember punk rock, and I recall all those melodies by The Clash, The Adverts, Wire, Eater, not to mention ATV.
Sounds like Peter Stringfellow singing.
It does, actually, yeah, it does.
Yes, I'm going to his club sometime in the week.
What?
Yeah, I've got the money saved.
No touching.
I'm going to have a look at those dancing girls.
You know, well, here's the thing, right? Here's the thing.
They come around the tables.
No, they don't. They dance on the tables. Here's the thing. Oh. That was quick.
Yeah, but they get celebrities there. Kath hasn't got it yet. You can meet Kylie Minogue there because someone told me.
Well, here's the thing, though, Nigel. Here's the thing. Mm. You can get more bang for your buck if you go to a local lap dancing club. Stringfellows. I've been to Stringfellows years ago. When they're freaks, I was a celebrity.
It's quiet. Is it quiet in there?
No, it's noisy and it is expensive. Whereas if you go to if you want to see naked, you know, women taking their clothes off and dancing around in thongs,
No.
Well, then don't go. Save your money.
No, I was just going there hoping to meet a celebrity.
No.
They told me that they get lots of celebrities come in.
No, you can't really guarantee it.
You might go there and pay all that money and not see one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.